You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. Hundreds of people came to the Idaho Capitol today to share their opinion about a bill that would protect religious people who are sued for refusing to serve customers they believe go against their faith. But many who spoke today told lawmakers they fear this measure takes religious freedoms too far and is discriminatory. Frankie Barnhill has been covering the hearing today, and she's with us now. Frankie, what is this legislation all about?
Well, this bill comes from Representative Lynn Luker of Boise. Luker sits on the House State Affairs Committee, and this bill, known as HB 427, is part of Luker's Free Exercise of Religion Act. Luker has said he's concerned about government and court decisions around the country that he says undermines the rights of Christian and other religious groups. So this bill is a preemptive defense of that.
There were 21 pages filled with names of people who wanted to testify, and the hearing started at 9 this morning and went well after noon today. What did they say? Were people in favor of this legislation?
Actually, the majority of people who testified today opposed what they are calling an anti-Add the Words bill. They were people like Susan Bolin of Boise, who was there representing a group of Episcopal gay and transgender rights allies. Here's Susan.
This bill came rapidly to the floor to codify discrimination. It makes me embarrassed to be an Idahoan, quite frankly. It says that we are closing our minds and our borders.
Now, there's a lot of history around this issue, this fight to add four words to the state's constitution. Sexual orientation and gender identity started about 8 years ago, right?
That's right. The grassroots campaign known as Add the Words Idaho has been trying to get a hearing at the State House for a long time. They want those four words added to the Idaho Human Rights Act to protect lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Idahoans from discrimination. The group says that without a law that expressly condemns it, LGBT people can be kicked out of public places like restaurants or even lose their job or their housing. But a so-called Add the Words bill has never made it as far as this bill from Representative Luker, and that's upset a lot of people. Just this week, 44 of those gay rights activists were arrested at the State House as part of a demonstration of that frustration. They blocked all the entrances to the Senate chambers, each had one hand over their mouth, and they wore shirts that said, "Add the four words, Idaho." So it wasn't surprising to see the turnout today against HB 427. The committee room was small, and the crowd was so large that people had to sit in two other rooms.
Was there anyone there who supported Luker's bill?
There were only two people who actually testified in favor of it. Both of them were from Cornerstone Family Institute, a conservative registered lobbying group. Julie Lindy is the group's executive director. Lindy says Luker's bills have been unfairly represented by Add the Words organizers.
The truth of these bills is they don't offer any kind of discriminatory behavior or sanction any discriminatory behavior whatsoever. And it makes me very sad that someone would try to inflame people's negative emotions in order to promote a cause, whatever that cause is. This has nothing to do with Add the Words.
So what happens now?
Well, the bill is still alive after the committee voted 11-5 to send it to the House, where it can be amended. It's not slated for a vote, though. Once changes are made, the bill goes back to the House State Affairs Committee for a vote. But now Idaho's attorney general weighed in on this religious freedom bill before today's vote and said that Luker's bill conflicts with Idaho law, and that could lead to a constitutional challenge.
Thanks, Frankie.
You're welcome, Samantha.
Frankie Barnhill is an independent journalist based in Boise. You can find more coverage about the Idaho legislature, which is currently in session, at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.